Hey, fashionpreneurs, my name is Jess, and welcome to the Fashionpreneur Diaries. Hey, fashionpreneurs, welcome back for entry 15 of the Fashionpreneur Diaries. I am so excited about today's episode. I have one of my closest friends in the world here with me today, and we're going to be tackling something I keep getting questions about. People always ask me, should I get a storefront? Should I stay online based? Should I work out of my house? So today we're going to be talking about storefront versus e-commerce with a very successful storefront owner that also does e-commerce, like myself as well, Miss Shay of LYS Boutique.
Hey guys.
So today we're going to be tackling storefront, e-commerce, all that good stuff. So Shay, I'm going to let you introduce yourself. I'm not going to call you Cheryl today like I really want to.
Please don't call me Cheryl. That's in-house names.
No. So y'all know that I'm Pam. Gina. Gina be here next week. And then we have Cheryl. So Cheryl is the one that cooks and everything. So she just reminds us of a Cheryline.
The mom.
Yeah. So I'm going to let you introduce yourself.
So I am Shay Elizabeth of the LYS Boutique brand that is located in Philadelphia. I started online in 2013. I actually started out of my mom's house. So I started online. I had a little setup in my mom's house. I built my clientele up. I used social media to build my clientele, to target my clientele. And then I actually opened up a storefront 3 years later when I felt comfortable enough that I'll be able to establish that. So,
yeah. So wait, what made you feel comfortable enough to open a storefront though?
I have a really big Philadelphia support system. And I would get customers that'll always be like, we're in Philly. I don't want to order online. Can we meet?
Mm-hmm.
And when it became consistent, I was like, okay, maybe I should, look into a storefront. I didn't want to keep having people come to my mom's house and try stuff on. I didn't want to keep meeting people in strange areas. So I'm like, okay, let me just try to take this leap of faith and see. I felt like it was 3 years later. I was 3 years in. I built a good six. Almost got tongue tied. I feel like I built my customer up enough, whereas though I would be able to take that leap of faith and take that risk versus me just starting out with a storefront. I feel like you need to have a certain type of, clientele, but you need to have a clientele to open up a store. I don't think it's really that smart to just go in and open up a store versus starting online, whereas though you can use social media as free branding, free marketing. You open up a storefront with nothing to hold on, to hold you up on, and who's going to know what LYS is?
Right.
If I don't have a social media to brand myself offers, you know what I mean? So I definitely think it's more important to start somewhere online on social media versus just going out and venturing off to a storefront.
Yeah. So I met Shay in my first storefront in downtown Baltimore. So actually, I had a showroom when I was about like 22. It was only $500 a month. It was on St. Paul Street in Baltimore. And it was like on a second floor, really small space. But I was doing custom orders at the time. So I would do like all of my custom prom gowns there and all my customers would meet me there. And I had it for 6 months, but I was still working full time. So as you guys know, I always say part-time energy started equating to part-time results. And I didn't feel like it was profitable anymore. And honestly, I hated custom design. So I did feel like that first space taught me what I did not want to do anymore. I wanted to transition and do ready-to-wear design. So for me, I ended up getting my actual storefront in 2016, I believe it was. And I got it in downtown Baltimore. Loved the space. It did very well, but I did not love it. You love having a store and you always tell me that. Like, I have a showroom now, but it's very strict in regards to like what we offer here. It's Monday to Friday support. We do store pickup, so you can come in and pick up, but it's not necessarily like a 7-day-a-week store experience. And we definitely offer an experience here, but it's a little different. So I had to figure out what I love. And also for me, my store was doing well, but it was not doing enough dollars, I felt, for me to stay where I was located at. As soon as I moved, I saw a big increase. But how do you feel like for you, like you never slowed down your foot traffic? I remember every time I would come to your store, that door was just opening. So like, how did you market yourself locally in Philadelphia for people to now come in instead of just shop online?
So for me, the way I branded LYS Boutique online, I branded it as a styling boutique. Mm-hmm. So I actually put looks together, and I posted. So that's how I sell my stuff. I don't just buy like, oh, this shirt is cute, let me get this. And oh, this jacket or these pants is cute, I'll get that. No, I actually put pieces together, and that's how I present it. So that's how I, and then with that, I'll get people, like my number one misconception was I a stylist? Mm-hmm. I'm not a stylist. I just like to, that's how I just liked it to brand my stuff. And so when I came in contact with like customers and stuff, you know, we'll start a conversation off of that, and then they'll feel comfortable with talking to me. So it all started like, mm-hmm. you know, them thinking me being a stylist and then them becoming comfortable with me. So I like the way I made women feel.
Yeah. So they wanted to come in for the experience. Yeah, I know I like when I first came in, mm-hmm. it was an experience. Like,
yeah. So I'm real big on, especially in store. So I like serving my customers. Like in store, it's a different feeling because I like piping people up.
Yes, you do. All day.
Yes, girl, that looks good. Let me see. Turn around.
All my Instagram videos, y'all can hear Shay's little squeaky voice in the background, like, yes, sis. So, glowing.
Yeah, I love that part. So I'm definitely really big on selling the experience in the store. So I really love having a store versus online. I love both, but I love the experience with my customers, mm-hmm. versus online. You don't get to really meet them.
So how do you know if you're the right person for storefront? Because I told you, after 2 years, I was like, we about to turn this thing into something different.
I'm a people's person. I wasn't always a people's person. It was definitely mm-hmm. a learning experience. LYS helped me grow with that.
Yeah.
But I'm a people's person. Like I said, I love the way I make women feel when I do dress them.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know.
I feel like I'm a people's person, but oh my goodness. I'm a real people's person. Like people, I love people. And Baltimore is like, that's home. I love Baltimore.
Yeah.
But I remember like, it wasn't necessarily the people that I didn't love. I love my customers. Like when they came in, I was super excited to help them, style them, create the look for their birthdays. Like mm-hmm. I remember like girls that were turning like 21 would come in and get like their outfit for their birthday. Like that was great to be a part of those experiences. The part I didn't love. Yes, the part I didn't love was my location, honestly. I was in an area of Baltimore called Fed Hill, mm-hmm. which is a little uppity and bougie mm-hmm. as far as Baltimore, and a lot of foot traffic that would walk by. We had challenges. Like, I remember our next door neighbor was a white man, and he was an artist. He had like an art, I think it was like an art museum or mm-hmm. some type of like art gala, basically. And he came into our storefront like 3 weeks after we opened, and he walked in and was like, hey, what is this place? And I was like, oh, well, you know, I'm the owner, da, da, da. And he was like, yeah, I was wondering what you guys are opening. I forgot exactly what he said, but he said the most racist stuff to us. I had to ask him to leave.
Ooh.
Like he came in and he was like, I remember he told my model, he said, oh, I saw you guys taking pictures. And I was like, what are they doing? That model looks like a something like a gorilla, like something.
Wow.
Like he had no problem saying it. So I was like, excuse me? And mind you, my model was there, like looking like, I cannot believe he's saying this. And he was like, yeah, because me and my friends just want to know, what is this? Like, we just want to know, because this area, we have to know what's coming and what's leaving. So we're very particular about that. And I was like, I have to ask you to leave. Like, you have to leave. And I remember feeling so uncomfortable after that. And he tried to come back a few more times trying to be our friend. Like, oh, I have a friend on Facebook. And one time I remember he told me, I have a friend on Facebook. She's black, too. Mm-hmm. That's what he told me. She's black, too.
And you know, it's a rap after that. I feel like you, it's all about peace and energy, too.
Yes, I didn't like
all
space.
You got to know that all money is not good money.
Yep.
You have to know that all energy isn't good energy. Everybody don't belong there.
Yep.
You, so patience.
After I got profiled, I was like, and it was all the time. Like, people would come in all the time, like, who are these black people mm-hmm. running this business? Mm-hmm. And I didn't like that. And I remember also another time around the holidays a couple years ago, I had a staff member working, and this guy came in. I think I told you about that. This guy with a blue coat came in.
You did tell me.
Yep.
Yes, I remember the blue coat.
And he was looking at, like, the cameras. Like, he basically was casing the joint to rob right. us. And he came back a few days later, like, I had to call family, like, yeah. this man out here, I don't know what's going on. So I just didn't feel comfortable with my store being where it was because I didn't feel welcome. Mm-hmm. So one thing I wish I would have did differently, I would have put my store in the hood.
Yeah.
I wish, like, if I ever open a store in Baltimore again, it's going to be on probably like a street called North Avenue that's up and coming, or Greenmount. Like, it's going to be like where there's not a lot of luxury. But what's crazy is that black people have money in the hood still.
They do. I'm in the hood. I'm on 52nd and Larchwood in West Philly.
Mm-hmm.
I love my location.
But you built convenient. Like a Gucci in the middle of the hood.
It's convenient though. For all of my customers.
Mm-hmm.
But I think having a storefront definitely teaches you a lot.
Oh, yeah.
It allows you to experience things that normally we don't really want to experience. Mm-hmm. So it gives you, you know, it teaches you how to deal with certain things in life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? How yeah. to expect certain things, like, you know, stuff that we don't necessarily want to deal with. Mm-hmm. It teaches us how to deal with it.
So,
which I think is a good.
It's good. Yeah. It's good. So let me ask you this. So I think I wanted to talk about, like, the pros and cons. So one thing I always tell, like, my clients within the Fashionpreneur Academy, they always ask me, like, oh, you know, I want a storefront. Like, I have a client that she had a 1-year goal of opening a storefront. And mm-hmm. I told her, your 1-year goal should be seeing success online first so yes, that you exactly. can have a storefront. Mm-hmm. And I always told her, I said, I think that she kept telling me she's going to put aside $3,000 a month to run a storefront. And I was like, oh, no, girl.
Yeah, no.
No. It's more than that. Like, way more. So I was explaining, like, I don't think that their goals are realistic all the time. Like, you can't work your own store every single day. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to get sick. So you have to have staff. You have to have workers comp for your staff. You have to pay taxes, payroll. You have to pay rent. You have to then have inventory inside the storefront. Mm-hmm. So I don't think people realize how much it costs to have a space. So how much do you feel like somebody should budget to even consider to have a space? Like, how much do they need to have per month average, you feel?
To be honest, mm-hmm. so when I opened up the LYS actual storefront, mm-hmm. 2016, I didn't even have a budget. I literally just winged everything.
Me too.
I winged everything. I didn't set aside a budget for payroll. You know, I was in my store actually working for like a year mm-hmm. myself before actually hiring someone.
Mm-hmm.
Giovanna, I did have an intern. Mm-hmm. She came like once a week. When she came a month after I actually opened up the store, she was a really big help. But yeah. I worked in the store literally every day for like the first year.
Mm-hmm.
To experience that mm-hmm. so I can know what I would need from someone else.
Right.
So I'll know that person that I'm going to hire, I know when you're playing because I yep. know how long it takes to do something. I know what it takes to do something. So I know if you're playing with me or not.
Right.
But I didn't have, when I first went in, I'm like, all right, my rent is X amount of dollars.
Yeah.
I have to sell this much every day to make rent.
Right.
And get inventory. But my numbers was like, extremely low.
Yeah.
Because my rent wasn't expensive when I started, when I actually opened up the storefront.
Mm-hmm.
So I really just winged everything. But from my experience and learning it, I would definitely say, I would say you need to budget. Depending on where you are, your mm-hmm. location, your rent costs,
right.
you have to take all of those things into consideration. I would tell someone to at least budget like $5,000.
I was thinking around like 5 to 10, like, and that's not even a startup. Like, the startup is going to be around like, because I remember your build out wasn't cheap.
My build out wasn't cheap. I also recommend when you open up a storefront, I think the person should be in the store working for at least yep. 6 months because you need to learn your business before you have someone in there and you telling them what to do.
Right. Because
you don't even know what you need.
Right. And then that's another thing too. A lot of people, they want to open a storefront and then you want to stay at your 9 to 5 and be complacent. Like, no, you're going to have to be at that storefront all day, every day. Like,
passion.
Every day.
You definitely have to have passion in what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be willing to take shortcuts. I mean, not shortcuts. You have to be willing to take losses. You have
yeah.
to take risks. Like, it's serious. It's not as glamorous as it looks.
I think people only see the finished product. Like, they see how beautiful
product, yes.
your store looks.
They
and they think that's it.
They see what people post on social media.
Yep.
And they're like, oh my God, I want that.
No.
But they don't know the sacrifices and the work that have to be put in order to actually obtain those things.
And when that sales goal isn't met.
They don't know them days we be crying at home and we ain't making no money.
When the sales goal not met.
Yeah, when it's crazy when we, it's real.
Yeah.
It's real.
So for me, I personally prefer e-commerce. I do have a showroom space where people can come in and shop nails. So it's considered technically a storefront, but it's really just an experience that's been built. So people can come in, take pictures. We have like an interactive space. So I wanted something a little different than just like a big store, especially with the way of the world now. Like brick and mortars are closing. I'm sure you saw Forever 21 went bankrupt. Yeah. Like these companies are closing.
These companies are closing.
Yes.
The big companies, Barney's closing.
And then some of our vendors that we purchased fabric from down here in the district, a lot of them were saying how they're going to be online in the next 3 to 5 years. So they're preparing us for that. They closing.
Too. Yeah.
They literally going online. So the way of the world and the way of the future is online.
It's e-commerce based.
Right. So what can you tell somebody that's like, they want this storefront? I think people just want a storefront to say they have a space.
Yeah, really. To be honest, I think that's what it is too. I recommend e-commerce over storefront.
Yes. Like, and we both have both.
It's
so much
easier.
Yep.
You make a lot more money.
You're open 24/7.
You're open 24/7. You make a lot more money. You're making money in your sleep. Isn't that the goal?
Yes.
Like, you're making money in your sleep. That's the goal. So I definitely recommend storefront. I definitely recommend e-commerce over storefront.
Yeah.
You're serving worldwide.
Hey, sorry to interrupt, but I would like to invite you to my Digital Mixer Masterclass. We are talking all about marketing as a fashionpreneur. If you are a boutique owner, a designer, a stylist, you need to be in this class today. You'll be able to take notes, see visuals, take your screenshots. You're going to need this information for the long haul. So I will see you today in class. All you need to do is visit thefashionpreneuracademy.com and register for class. You'll get the link immediately in your email. So I'll see you in class today. Hey, let's get it. And another thing, guys, if you feel like you really, really, really need a storefront, like what I think you should do, this is my recommendation. I think you should start with e-commerce, invest everything into marketing on e-commerce,
yes.
And then you can always do pop-up stores. Like you can rent spaces for 3 days a month and leave and go to a different city and put it there. Like sometimes your city is not even where your customer is. Like Baltimore is where I still get like, I mean, I can't give the exact percentage, but most of my orders come from Baltimore or the East Coast, even though we're LA based. But what's crazy is soon as I got an LA address, the numbers shot up back at home. It's like it made them buy more because they're more inspired that I left. So like, don't sleep on other cities and countries. Like we get orders in Paris now. Like both me and Shay get orders all over Canada, Jamaica.
Worldwide. Literally.
Don't limit yourself to one corner of a street when you can have it everywhere.
Yeah. Do not limit yourself to the surrounding cities. I definitely think it's important to start online. Build. I think a lot of people once they feel that glory of having an online store and when they really get to that certain, it's like
I don't even like what
you get. It's a lot more freedom when you're online.
Oh my gosh, so much more freedom.
It's much more freedom. It's definitely less stress online.
Yep, you just gotta be on top of like being digital, like be on top of like your social media comments, your DMs, your emails, and offering phone support. Like you can make the e-commerce experience feel in person if you have great customer service.
You definitely can.
Like our customers, they feel like they know us because we post them. And then we personally call them, we'll text them and send a thank you. Like they answer the phone like, hey, Jess, hey, La, hey, Mari.
I personally call some of my, so we have a, in-store and online, we have a system where as though you spend a certain amount, you get a discount for your next purchase. You know how our websites show the people that spends a lot of money over a certain amount of time. I personally call those people and I thank them.
Yeah. It means the world. I don't think they realize like, what they doing for us either. Like y'all are, you're like the customer.
You have to appreciate. These people are, you're feeding you, basically.
Not even just you, but like they're opening jobs up. Like we're able to do and live our life based off of that seed. Like you literally are sowing a seed into a small business. Yes. Like y'all could have shopped anywhere. So for you to trust a black owned business that's growing.
A small black owned business.
Yeah.
Like I appreciate. I want to give you a hug.
Right. Thank you. I needed that.
I want to give you a hug. Like.
So I got another question.
Need to
what? No, go ahead.
I feel like you need to show that appreciation. People love just feeling appreciated. People love that.
But I feel like a lot of businesses fail too. They fail at that because, like, I see businesses that don't comment back or don't write back.
Unprofessionalism.
What?
Period. Yeah.
Like, the unprofessionalism will leave you done. So if you're not professional, if you don't build rapport online, like, the word will never spread when you get a space. Mm-hmm. And the worst thing you can do is open a storefront and nobody comes in there. Oh my gosh. That is the worst. Oof, that is the worst.
Stressful.
So the question I wanted to ask you, we're in the fashion district. I know you just moved to LA. Why did you move to LA?
To be honest, it wasn't even just for business. I just wanted something new.
Yeah.
I wanted something new. I mean, it's definitely a lot more opportunities for me here.
Mm-hmm.
In everything that I do.
Yeah.
But
you just wanted a fresh start.
I wanted a fresh start.
Yeah. You needed
it. I have Dom at LYS. She handles everything for me. I don't know if you guys met Dom.
Mm-hmm.
I love Dom. She's the store manager over at LYS Boutique. She allowed me to be over here.
Right. Like, look at the blessing in it.
She allowed me to be over here. So yeah, I really just wanted a fresh start.
Yeah.
And to see what else God has for me over here.
Yep.
Like, I feel like I've fulfilled everything in Philadelphia.
Right, right.
So now I need to spread my wings.
Period.
Yeah.
So, question I got. So, I know you always, every time we FaceTime, you in the district or you doing something wholesale. Like, yeah. That's what you do. You buy wholesale.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember, I got to tell y'all the story. So, once upon a time, I didn't know nothing about wholesale.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, like, me and Shay met. We met in my storefront. I had like a networking event,
yes.
And you came with your friend,
yes,
and Nay. Then, yep, you came with Nay, and then I met both of y'all there, and then me and you just clicked, and I was like, you want to go to LA?
Let's go to LA.
Weeks? And let's go
like,
by wholesale.
Go to LA?
Yeah,
and I was like, when? I'll go. What's up? Come on.
And we went like a month later, and I was like, we both was like, we don't even do stuff like this. And my intern at the time, Lex, who was a good friend of mine now, and she has her own storefront and boutique, and she's moving to Houston. We both was like, dang, she's so cool. She's such a vibe. And we was like, all right, we really going to go.
It
so
was
we
like
went.
We already knew each other when we were
right.
When we got to LA.
And we stayed in the hotel together and everything.
Yes.
Like,
and I'm sitting there and I'm like, yo, I don't normally do stuff like this.
And we was like, girl, we don't even. So I'm glad we're on the same page. But it was the best thing we ever did because, like, you took me to the district. We spent the whole day down there. You explained wholesale. And I was looking at you buying and I realized like, yo, I don't know how to buy. And I don't want this. This is stressful. So like for me, I'm always sourcing fabric and things like that. Mm-hmm. Or I'm always sketching and everybody thinks that what I do is so complex. But I think what you do is so complex because you have to go create the look to even sell the product.
You know what? I think it's just designing is your thing.
Okay.
That shit, so it don't feel like designing. Like, it don't feel like.
Yeah, I don't feel like I'm designing.
Buying is mine. I don't, like, I just do it.
Yeah.
And I can do it with my eyes closed. But just like I taught you buying, you're teaching me about designing. So it's like, it don't really feel like work, really.
Well, I'll tell y'all this. Shay is the best teacher to teach you how to buy. I remember one day she called me, like, let's go to New York tomorrow. It's a trade show. And I got a ticket and met her in New York the next day with a suitcase. And she was like, why you got a suitcase? And I was like, we buying wholesale. And she was like, no, this is pre-order. They do not do that here. I was like, now I got to walk around with a suitcase.
Yes.
It was raining.
She had this big old suitcase, y'all.
So this is like, my person that going? Taught me buying that I now teach my clients. I have clients that look up to her like Sanisha. Like Sanisha in August, she had a certain sales goal. She reached it by the end of the month. And then in September, and she does 100% buying. And in September, she surpassed it in just 2 weeks. So she's been applying a lot of like the things that you kind of instill within me, like create a full look.
Yes.
So like that goes to show you what your skill set is in buying. So like, what can people expect at the Fashionpreneur Retreat 2020, being that you're the person that taught me all of this, that's being taught to so many more generations now? What can they expect from you when you give them like the garment district tour and explain buying?
The ones that's already in or the ones that?
I would say both, like just attendees and clients that's coming to the Fashionpreneur Retreat when you do like your garment district tour. Cause I don't know if you guys know. So at the Fashionpreneur Retreat, Shay is operating the garment district tour for 2020. I'm so excited about it because this is who taught me. And this is literally the GOAT. Like she's selling in storefront. She's selling online. So like, what type of experience should people expect, like, when they come for your tour? Like, because I already know how you give. You give too much.
So first and foremost, expect the vibe. But no, I'm going to teach my techniques on how I do things, how mm-hmm. I source, how I buy, the way I talk to my vendors, mm-hmm. how I get in with them, because you definitely need to get in with your vendors, mm-hmm. Pricing, styling from my technique,
yeah,
how I do things, the way I think about it, and whatever they need me to do.
Yeah. So, y'all, Shay is like somebody, like, whatever you need, that's what she gives. So I can't wait to just see how this process works. And I'm excited for 2020 because this is the first year that we're separating the tours. So one of the things we got for feedback was our tour was very complex. Like it was too strenuous. Like we had it set up where you went to the Garma district and then you went with me for manufacturing. And then we took you guys sourcing all in like a matter of 6 hours. So we wanted to separate it and have people that want to focus on buying wholesale right now, go with Shay all day. And everybody that's interested in designing with me, you do that all day. But don't think that you won't get either or. You're still going to get whatever. You're going to get the information from the tour you did not go on. So you're still going to get the resources that Shay has within your kits as well. So you'll get all the resources for the vendors that she connects those clients with and vice versa. So you're still going to get each other's information. And also on day two, you're going to get buying classes as well as manufacturing classes. So don't feel like you missed something because you didn't go to either tour. You're going to have the resources to go back on your own. And honestly, that's 10 times more valuable than going with a group because you don't have to be limited to a certain timeline. So go with us, get the directed, you know, get the actual plugs directly with us and from us. Like we're taking you guys directly to the showrooms and so forth, and then go back on your own and build. The worst thing you can do, guys, is come out here and get the resources that Shay gives you and that I give you, and then you don't ever use them. Like don't be somebody that comes out here and doesn't get the result. Like there are so many clients that come to these retreats that are making 4 and 5 figures a month now, like Sanisha, Cecily. There's so many other clients. Like, don't be that person that doesn't take advantage of the resources. And also, just come prepared. Like, come prepared.
Please come prepared.
Like, stand out. Be ready.
Yes. Ask questions.
Yes.
Please come prepared.
Like, this is an investment. Like, our retreat tickets are not, like, $150. Like we know that, but it's a reason for that. Like we give so much, and like I know because I feel like I was a student of Shay's. Like she gives so much. Like we really can't wait. So
I can't wait.
But yeah, so long story short, to recap, you feel like definitely start with e-commerce. I agree 1000%. Make sure you have the mindset, you're a people's person, you're kind, and you're willing to give great customer service for e-commerce. And storefront, and consider, oh my gosh, consistency.
Because you have to be willing to still go all in when you're not seeing anything.
Don't be the store that's closed from 3 to 5 because you wanted to go to your cousin's house.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't sales that day.
You have to be willing to go all in.
Like, don't do it.
I was actually thrown, because I was still working
mm-hmm. a job. Oh, yeah, you was.
Yeah, I worked at Pennsylvania Hospital. I was still working a job when I had OIS. So I was scared to take that leap of faith, but I was kind of forced into taking that leap of faith because I got fired. So it was like,
yeah.
Okay, what's next?
Yeah.
You still have life to live, so what you going to do? Because I wasn't always as serious with OIS.
Yeah.
Until I actually opened up the store. Like, that's when my eyes started to really, like, okay.
I can do
get
this.
Get on your shiznai.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was forced. And so you definitely have to be consistent. Consistency is key. You have to be willing to go all in.
Like, it's a different type of person.
Even when you're not seeing the results, you have to continue pushing forward.
Like, you have to give the same quality.
Yes, you have to give, because it's not, nothing's going to happen overnight.
Mm-mm. And people got to get to know you. So you got to be willing to, like, it really takes like 6 months to a year, depending. It depends on your brand. For me, it took about 12 years for people to realize I existed. But it could take like 6 months to a year of you spending money on ads, marketing. Yes. Like, me and Shay was just going over Facebook ads the other day. Like, she be hearing us in here stressed out about these ads. Like, yes. It's never ending.
Now I'm stressing them out about
right. Like,
get me. Come on. The other day, she posted talking about something. We is not going to be going over marketing this time of night, girl. Yes, we are.
Shay wanted to go over marketing at 9 o'clock at night with Bella over here, the dog. y'all, it's a whole process. No, for real though. Like, I think don't focus so much on having this space right now. Like, if you don't turn that living room into your inventory space and get it popping, like every apartment I ever had, I had an additional room for my e-commerce space until I had a store.
Yeah.
Like, it is okay. And until I literally didn't get a store until I had too much inventory in my house. Like, and remember, the goal is to sell the inventory, not house it. Mm-hmm. So focus on that and focus on your numbers. Like, don't live off the dream without having a financial goal behind the dream. So when you look at the numbers and you see how much it really costs and you see how unnecessary it is to your success, focus on e-commerce. Your life will be completely more free. Like, I know for me, I need freedom. So now I work 4 days a week because of e-commerce. Like, everything I do is 100% based online, outside of the retreat, of course. So I work 4 days a week and I feel great about it. Now, when I had a storefront, it was 6 days a week. It was completely different. But now I'm blessed to have staff and they, you know, have flex time and they operate differently. So I personally think e-commerce for sure. So thanks, Cheryl.
You're welcome.
For being on today. You got anything else you want to say? They got a shop, LYS Boutique. Oh, I'm wearing pants from LYS, by the way.
She is.
Bam.
And they look so good.
They was.
Oh, let me. Later. No, y'all, they can, you have a picture on your page.
You're right. I repost it. Mm-hmm. I repost it.
But again, I am Shay Elizabeth of the LYS Boutique. You can follow my social media page at LYS_loveyourself.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to check out my personal page, it's Amore Levy.
It's popping. Y'all can also follow Bella Amore, Cheryl's daughter, a.k.a. the puppy. She thinks that this is her baby, Bella, and she holds her like a baby. But it's my niece, Bella. So follow Bella Amore as well. She gets dressed and whatnot. Mm-hmm. All right, y'all. Well, thank you for listening for another episode of the Fashionpreneur Diaries. This was great. I hope you guys are prepped and ready for the Fashionpreneur Retreat 2020 and very ready to meet us in person. It's going to be a vibe, as we said. So stay tuned.